I'm ashamed to be an American, where the fags can freely roam.
Oh, God, love me!
They spread their filth around this land, every pervert calls it home.
Oh.
So I gladly stand up with a picket sign and proclaim God's word today.
Fuck!
Cause there ain't no doubt about this land.
Fuck!
God hates the USA.
Fuck it! Fuck it!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Snicker cone.
Gaping hole.
I'm an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, Tim of the Germs Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of shows. Very excited to have a great program for you. I've been trolling Craigslist looking for some hot dick to suck, and I ran across this ad in New York City. Fag piece of shit looking for abusive young jock, Guido, and thug. I fit all of those descriptions. I need to get smacked around real good, face and ass, like being abused and degraded, forced to smell and lick a real stinky shithole. Eat your farts. No shit yet, but willing. That's in parentheses. He's open to the idea. Love ripe balls, funky feet, and rank pits. Like being fed cum, piss, spit, and snot. And then in parentheses he writes, huge turn on. Gag me with your cock. Verbally abuse me and fuck me like a faggot bitch. Write degrading things on me, take pics and video, make me wear panties, and let your buddies have a turn too. 5 feet 11 inches, ooh, 155 pounds, Italian-Irish, clean-shaven, lean-toned build, masculine, good-looking guy in public. Good-looking guy in public. In private, though, I'm a mess. I crave being your little faggot bitch. I can host, you bring friends. You must be straight, bi, thug, married, or total top. And then he provides his phone number and also a few pictures. One of his ass with the words pathetic loser written on it. And then the word come on one ass cheek and dump on the other with an arrow pointing to his asshole. So I thought, you know, dream date. I'm going to go ahead and give him a call. See if we can set something up here. Courtesy of Skype. Our friends at Skype.
At the tone, please record your
message.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Try to get him to call.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Oh, we will. Hey, you faggot bitch! You want to suck my smelly, stinky cock? Give me a call. Give me a call right now. I want to feed you my smegma-covered, uncut cock and have you eat my shithole. My dirty, filthy, crap-encrusted shithole. You silly little careless fairy. Call me, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh God, is in. Oh God, you are a filthy fucking faggot. Toodles. Alright, there you go. Hopefully he'll call back. I'll have my Monday night all set up. Moving on, you know, there are many differences between white people and black people, but I often wonder which race is more ricoculous. As you know, there are a lot of stupid black people, but there are also a lot of stupid white people. I like to have them go head-to-head in a segment we call Black and White.
People that come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now, no need to wait.
It's Black and White.
Oh, we haven't done this segment in a while. Here's how black and white works. I find two clips, one of a ridiculous white person, and then a similar clip of a ridiculous black person. Then, very sophisticated computer equipment on loan from our friends at MIT analyzes both of the clips and determines which race is more stupider. Let me just boot up the Blackulator Caucasiatron. It takes just a second. So today's clips feature a white man having sex and a black man having sex, both with broads, both in porn, Let's hear how they come. Here is a white man coming. Oh, I think I know who this guy is. He's getting close.
Just bang, baby. I'm gonna fucking drop a load all over you. Yes.
We've played this guy before.
I come,
oh,
baby.
God.
Yes.
God.
Yes. Ah. Dropping fucking loads. Yes. All over your ass. Right up your asshole.
Right up your asshole. That I can't remember the name of that porn star, but we've played clips of him before. He's always dropping loads. And here is the second clip. Here is a black man ejaculating on a bitch. Is he larger than the white man?
Oh god! Oh god! Oh!
I like the cunt.
Yeah, you come funny.
Yummy.
Oh my god, are you done yet? Sex doesn't feel that good. Christ. All right, so there you go. We've heard a white man ejaculate. We've heard a black man ejaculate. All that information has been fed into the Blackulator Caucasiatron. It looks like it's about ready to start analyzing the data.
Beep, beep, boop. Beep, boop.
Computation complete.
Ooh.
Results indicate the Negro.
Oh.
Race to be the most annoying orgasmers. Humans with snatch hole. Please avoid intercourse with the Mandingo at all costs.
There you go. It has been scientifically proven, ladies.
In transmission.
Oh. You should not have sex with a black man. Computer's proven. Okay, enough. Thank you, computer.
No carrier.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
Yes, well, as a special prize to the African-American community, I've got some more black clips I want to share with you. The first one is of a 5-year-old. 5-year-old kid. Who apparently does not want to be videotaped.
Bitch, don't record me.
I'm recording you. I'll put you on YouTube.
Bitch, take the goddamn butt out of me, bitch.
Get your butt out of me.
Take that damn butt out of me. I won't feel stupid.
Turn that shirt loose.
I don't know who I enjoy more, the little kid or the mother.
Turn that shirt loose.
Get that goddamn butt out of me.
Man, you're so weak. You're so weak.
Hey! Help me! Hey!
Take that goddamn camera
off me!
Stop!
Wow. Shut the fuck up. Look at his badass.
Hey!
Honestly, I don't know what's happening anymore. Just people screaming.
Man, I'm gonna make cool.
Leave that man alone. Leave
that. Hey, hold on. This is awesome.
That was mildly amusing. Let's see how ghetto we can get.
So, in Compton, California.
Oh, it's getting pretty ghetto pretty quick.
So, in Compton, California.
Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube from a gang called Niggers with Attitude. Oh, I love Nina Gordon's cover of this song.
Squeeze a trigger and bodies are hauled up.
You too, boy, if you fuck with me, police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out for the punk motherfuckers at showing.
All right, let's just see what's going on in Compton.
So, in Compton, California, if you have a family member that has passed away and you would like to honor them, but you don't exactly have time to go to a wake or a funeral or what have you, you can drive through. They are putting people on show in an open casket behind a drive-through display window.
Holy mother of shit, I hope that glass is bulletproof.
And you just merely need to hop in the car, go on by, pay your respects, and then hurry on out because there's somebody right behind you.
Drive-through viewings of corpses.
Because, so if you don't have time to go to the funeral, you can drive.
Black people are very busy. They have jobs to get to. Sorry, could not say that with a straight face. I'm so very racist today.
Because, so if you don't have time to go to the funeral, you can drive through to pay your
bill. You don't have time. Now, the owner
says
this is...
That's what happens when you win Black and White.
It's a well-meaning intention because not everybody has time to go to whatever, and they want to drive by and pay their respects, and you just drive through and say goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. To be fair, let's feature a stupid white bitch.
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl, Lil J.
Oh, you all remember Lil J, right?
Hey, what up, y'all? This your girl, Lil J. And this little girl right here is getting nobody. So if you got anything to say to me, you can say it to my motherfucking face or send me a or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
Right, because this is 2007 or something. I do have to mention I'm playing this for a reason. We've got a response to Lil J.
And this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga. So if you have anything to say, you can say it to me. And if you want to bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. Aight, bitch, later.
If you want to bump, let's go. Now, one of my favorite U-tards is very unhappy with the way Lil J presented herself.
You know what?
That's right, it's Beepy. Hello. Hello. Can't crush.
You know what?
I'm perfecting my Beepy impression. Hello. That's as far as I can get right now. Is doing hello.
You know what? You know what?
What?
You just got one video up, and I don't know what your problem is, but
oh. Hey, if you've got a problem with her, hit her up on her motherfucking MySpace, BB.
Oh, well. You just got one video up. You need to post more videos. And no.
Yeah, because that's what we need. We need more Lil J.
Oh, well. You just got one video up. You need to post more videos. And no more swearing, okay? No more swearing. Swearing makes you look bad, okay? Bye.
Okay.
I try not to swear, so you should not. Okay, bye.
I'm pretty sure there's a video of BB just swearing. Like, it was a whole video of him swearing. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet Sideshow member, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done over 1,300 episodes. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, try to do video casts as well for you. Tomorrow, I have an extended show, and of course, Thursday's program will be exclusive. So now is a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got one from Las Vegas. When Mitchell Crooks checked out of the county jail last month and checked into a Las Vegas hospital, the 36-year-old videographer knew he had a fight on his hands. His face was bloodied and bruised. His $3,500 camera had been impounded by police, and he faced criminal charges for battery on a police officer. 1 month later, though, things have changed. The Clark County District Attorney's Office has dropped all charges, and Crooks has retained an attorney of his own. The Metropolitan Police Department has opened an internal investigation into the Las Vegas police officer, Derek Colling, who Crook says falsely arrested and beat him for filming police. Just a side note here. Yes, I do have the video, and yes, I will be playing it for you in just a second. His camera, which captured the entire March 20th altercation, has been returned. The words are friendly enough, but the tone is tense. "Can I help you, sir?" Colling asked from his patrol car after parking it in front of Crooks' driveway and shining the spotlight on Crooks. "Nope, I'm just observing," Crooks responds, fixing the camera on the officer. Crooks had for an hour been recording the scene across the street from his home in the 1700 block of Comanche Circle. where officers had several young burglary suspects handcuffed and sitting on the curb. As Las Vegas crimes go, the activity was fairly boring. Crooks wanted to use his new camera and figured his neighbors would like to see these suspects' faces. When Colling loaded suspects into the back of his car and drove in a circle through the cul-de-sac, Crooks said he thought that police were leaving. Then the officer stopped his car. "Do you live here?" Colling asked. "Nope," said Crooks. "Well, that's the first problem. You just lied to the police because it was from his driveway. Why did you say no?" Colling steps out of his patrol car, and that's when things get messy. Here is audio from the actual video that Crooks took.
No, just observing.
You live here?
Nope.
See, that was a tragic mistake right there.
Why do I have to turn it off? I'm perfectly within my legal rights to be able to do this.
Oh, here we go.
I'm perfectly within my legal rights to do this, sir.
Getting the cop all riled up.
I am within my legal rights to do this. I do live here.
You don't live here, dude.
Said I live here.
Get over here. Get on the ground.
What the hell are you doing, man? What the hell are you doing?
Oh, man, he's
what the hell are you doing, man?
On your stomach.
God damn it. What are you kicking the camera for?
On your stomach. Stop resisting.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop.
Things get really real really quick. God. Come on, baby. Look, I in no way think what the police did was right, but it is kind of funny you were acting like a douche. You know what I mean? Like, no, I don't live here. I'm well within my right, pig. And then you know, a few seconds later, you're crying like a little bitch. You know who he sounds like? Cowboy Stardust. Musical. I wonder how many Grammys he won, that Cowboy Stardust.
Why did you do that? I live here.
Just told me you didn't live here.
Yeah.
I have the right to be here because I'm grooming. Right here.
You live right in here in this house.
Yes, look at my ID. That's the correct address.
You should have told me that, dude.
I did.
No, you didn't. No.
I asked you. What's the matter? Hey, come on, guys. Get. You already kicked my ass pretty good now. Help! Help! Help!
Well.
Oh my god, all my neighbors are aware.
Well, good. Well, you got handcuffs,
actually. What am I under arrest for?
Obstructing a police officer.
Obstructing a police officer?
Yep.
Three kings there, bro.
Yeah, get a soup on
here.
Alright. Can you take your head out, please?
Shut up.
I can't breathe.
Shut up. I like how the police officer just says, shut up. All right, so after a few days, all charges were dropped. Crook said the incident looks worse on tape than he remembered. What bothered him the most, he said, was Colling's attitude after he was placed in handcuffs. "Why did you do that? I live here," Crooks is heard pleading on the tape. "You just told me you didn't live here," Colling said. "You live right here in this house?" Crooks asked for paramedics. Colling tells him to shut up and follow orders. "If you fight again, dude, hey, if you fucking fight again, dude, you're in a world of hurt. You hear me?" I want to hear that part of the video.
You ready to cooperate?
Yeah.
If you fight again, dude, hey, fight again, dude. You're in a world of hurt, you hear me?
Tough guy policeman.
Shut up. You're not in charge here, buddy. You hear me?
This is my property.
Now he sounds like Napoleon Dynamite. God, this is my property. All right, ACLU lawyers say the officer was in the wrong. Alan Lichtenstein, an ACLU attorney, reviewed Crook's video and said Colling was clearly in the wrong. Officers are trained to avoid escalating situations, but Colling initiated the incident. Ooh, this guy is going to get rich off the police department. Apparently, both Crooks and Collings are no strangers to controversy. In 2009, police officer Collings confronted a mentally ill 15-year-old who was holding a knife in front of his mother and waving it in the direction of officers. Collings shot him dead in the head. Dun-dun-dun. Crooks, on the other hand, made headlines in 2002 when he videotaped two Inglewood, California police officers beating a 16-year-old boy. One officer was fired and criminally charged, but was not convicted. The incident strained race relations in Southern California. The police officer was white. The teenager was black.
People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night.
They needed the Blackulator Caucasiatron to help them out. Let them know who was in the right there. All right, Crooks first tried to sell the tape and then declined to give it to prosecutors. He was then jailed on old warrants from unrelated drunk driving and petty theft charges. There you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Minneapolis. A 53-year-old Minneapolis man was charged Thursday with committing a solo sex act on board a school bus while children were there. Michael Charles Fredericks was carrying a backpack and posing as a student. Now look, I am a very oblivious person. I don't notice a lot of things, but I think, maybe, I'd notice a 53-year-old man pretending to be a teenager or something. Michael Charles Fredericks was carrying a backpack and posing as a student when he got onto the bus at 42nd Street and Longfellow Avenue at about 7 a.m. When Fredericks left the bus, the driver, who had been on the job for less than a month, oh, so maybe he didn't know what children looked like, became suspicious. When he checked the area where the man had been sitting, he found slashed seats in evidence of a solo sex act. Cum. He found cum. Jizz. So the driver called radio dispatch to report the incident. The bus... Why did the guy slash the seats as well? You just go on there, shouldn't make a scene, jerk off, and leave. The bus was on its normal route, so there was nothing out of the ordinary there. The Minneapolis School District notified parents about the incident shortly after it happened. Fredericks, who was arrested Wednesday, is charged with criminal sexual conduct in the fifth degree, a gross misdemeanor. So there you go. And finally today, got a bit of a distorted view update here. A Hong Kong movie billed as the world's first 3D porn film has broken the city's first day box office records previously set by Hollywood blockbuster Avatar. 3D sex and Zen, extreme ecstasy. I'm sorry.
Extreme
ecstasy. Notched up 2.8 million Hong Kong dollars, which sounds impressive, but in reality, that's 360,000 real U.S. dollars on its first day last week. That's still a lot, right? Outpacing director James Cameron's science fiction epic, which drew 2.6 million. The film has grossed more than 15 million Hong Kong bucks since its release, which, doing some conversion, is like under 2 million still. Curious moviegoers from all walks of life, office workers, retirees, and students stood in long queues outside Hong Kong cinemas on the film's... I'm talking like an Asian. On the firm's first day. Film. On the film's first day last week, eager to catch an eyeful of the steamy 3D action. Travel operators were organizing excursions to Hong Kong and Taiwan for tourists from mainland China, where strict censorship rules prevent any screening of the film. 3D Sex and Zen, extreme ecstasy, open ahead of reported plans by other filmmakers to produce similar 3D porn titles. In response to popular demand, an extended version of the movie will be released in the coming weeks, producer Stephen Chow told reporters, saying audiences can expect an extra 15 minutes of cum-guzzling whores and risque scenes. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. I'm sorry, your
extreme
distorted news. For Monday, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Thunder Cunt.
Hi, Thunder
I'm the
Cunt.
One who sent you the female Scott Taylor video link, so you are welcome. Recently, I was listening to the archives and came across a book club recommendation called Rampaging Fuckers of Everything on the Crazy Shitting Planet of the Vomit Atmosphere. I bought it, and it is awesome. It's three short stories. I just finished reading Journey to the Center of Agnes Puddlebottom, which is about the first Starbucks opened in the anus of an 80-year-old whore. But there's a lot more going on there. There's a monkey in her ass. There are anal explorers who go swimming in a pool of intestinal bacteria. There's a Bigfoot sighting, a killer fart, an evil butt snake, and a butt concert for peace. And eventually, the old whore shits out the entire known universe. Apparently, this is...
what if we are all inside God's anus?
...to a genre called bizarro fiction. And other titles include Super Fetus, The Faggiest Vampire,
The Faggiest Vampire,
from Amputee, and The Baby Jesus Butt Plug. And those all sound really promising.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a great find, and I would really love to hear another installment of the Distorted View Book Club.
Yeah.
You should do.
If anyone has any suggestions, I'll try to find some good titles for y'all.
Hey, Tim, this is Tony from Illinois.
Hi, Tony.
I just wanted to point out that when I hear Brandon's mother, the psychiatrist,
yeah,
she kind of sounds like a young Mrs. Miller. Did you notice that?
No, I never.
All right, keep on doing the show. Good work.
I hope Brandon is still recording his mom. I want some more clips of that.
Tim, queer. This is Button Knuckle Chuck.
Clean up the goddamn bathroom.
Tim, queer. This is Button Knuckle Chuckle, loyal listener from North Dakota. North Dakota. Just saying, I love the fucking show. Keep
Thank
up
you.
The good
Thank
work.
You.
And that's right, you're a queer.
Oh, okay. A compliment followed by an insult. Thank you.
Hey, baby boy! This is the Puerto Rico Batman speaking!
The listeners are also very stupid.
I tell you, I love you.
I know.
And me and Boy Pussy Jones, we have a special request. We want you to post again the Roy Killer War interview.
Oh.
He was a really funny man.
Yeah, I'll do that on the side. Joe, post the Roy Killer War interview again.
Chagoo, Tim, just from Buffalo. Yeah, that's right. My annoying ass is back.
Hey.
You know, I heard Tickton from the Tickton Toe call in.
Glad to have you back. That's what I meant to say. Not thank you.
Tickton Toe call in. And, you know, shamelessly plug his show. So maybe I call in, shamelessly plug my radio show. Something paranormal radio show.
That, yes, keep going. It all sounds very good.
I know.
Yeah, bap, 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 bap. Oh my god, call back with a better phone, for Christ's sakes.
Hey, Tim, Tony Neff Sean here. Hey, I'm a...
I'd like to... my radio show, plug... It's called... it's good. All right, next one.
Hey, Tim, Tony Neff Sean here. Hey, I'm listening to you talk about this story about Hiccup Girl and how you're so angry that she's famous for hiccuping and you're not famous.
Yeah, hiccuping. Oh, yeah, because she's famous because she's hiccuping. Yeah.
I think it's because you need a cool name like Hiccup Girl.
Yeah.
Maybe Dater Boy.
That sounds like a superhero, like a superhero sidekick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well.
You can market yourself.
Sure, feel free to call me Bader Boy from now on.
Hey there, Timmy Pooh. This is Lifetime Sideshow Scary Bob here.
Hi, Scary Bad.
Hey, a couple quick things. First, your intro really is great. I mean,
you
can change it up. It has all these little clips that are just, you know, classics.
Yes.
And, you know, dare I say that hearing those little clips right at the beginning of the show really helps you get kind of warmed up, kind of
pumped
up,
ready
for the
stupidity
the
to follow.
And secondly, you know, I don't know, this is not really a freak moment, but it's more like you have a really bad influence on me or something, because now whenever someone at work or at, you know, or my kids or something, they're yammering on about something, and I just
Shut
don't want to hear it, and they made their argument, and they fail. The only thing I say to them now is, who does that sound like?
That sounds like me.
Like you.
Yes, it does.
Hello, Timothy. I just, didn't listen to your show for a while.
Good.
And now I'm back.
Great.
And, pretty awesome.
Oh,
like the
you.
New intro, whatever.
Oh.
One thing that I'm not too cool with is...
The police sirens.
If I was to order a poster from you, I would have to pay another $5 to get your faggot ass to actually fucking... take 2 seconds to fucking market.
That's right.
Your fucking stupid name. How dare you, sir? I think you should just fucking do that shit just for free. But, I don't know. That's just me. And also, I've been noticing this trend about... I'm just like kind of willy, like all over the fucking place listening to the show about taking a shit standing up or whatever the fuck.
I know.
I sit down. I go between my balls. I'm all good. So,
I go between my balls, I'm all good. That's quite a quote, sir.
Chico, Timmy Boo. I just wanted to let you know that when using coupon code FREAK, Adam and Eve does not give any free DVDs. Out of the 3 times that I've ordered there, I've not received a single one.
What?
Chico, Timmy Boo. I just wanted to let you know that when using coupon code FREAK, Adam and Eve does not give any free DVDs.
They most certainly do. Email me and we will rectify that situation. Everyone should be taking advantage of that amazing offer, by the way. Three free adult DVDs, plus a mystery gift, plus free shipping, and you're going to get 50% off just about any item for shopping at adamandeve.com using coupon code FREAK. I mean, come on. It's an amazing deal. Go to adamandeve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. It's a promo code for you.
Yo, Tim, who the hell
is... Buy yourself something pretty. Pretty dildo.
That dude that talks about being constipated. I'd like to really hear his full sermon.
I would, too.
And maybe do some mashup.
I got that clip, a couple years ago, and I love him. I don't know anything about him, though. Does anyone have any information about that guy?
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Show here. Hey, I listen to the April 7th show.
When you're feeling constipated.
Playing that Gore. Oh, soaky penis. It sounds like a 13-year-old kid.
That's right.
You know, kind of like could have been an Electro Baby back in the day.
Okay. Interesting observation.
Before his voice changed.
You're a sick man, Tone Deaf Sean.
All right, later, Tim.
All right, later. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of DV. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. He's in our guide.
You are a filthy fucking faggot. You are a filthy fucking faggot. You are a filthy fucking faggot.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing with a crime record like Charles Manson. My AK-47 is a tool. Don't make me act no motherfucking fool. Maybe you can go toe-to-toe. Maybe I'm knocking niggas out the box daily, weekly. Yo, monthly and yearly. Until them dumb motherfuckers see clearly that I'm down with a capital CPT.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.